This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now, podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other programs while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone, remember, without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
They used to be called wealth creators. Now they're job creators.
If you're in favor of America's jobs creators, this is your bill. This will actually help America's job creators. So we need to pass this jobs bill right away.
That's the president talking about small businesses yesterday. But is it fair to lay the burden of job creation on small business owners? If the government can't do it and big corporations won't do it, are small business owners our only hope for hiring the unemployed? It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Thursday, September 15th. John Hockenberry's out today. He'll return tomorrow. Let's take a look at our top stories this morning, and we'll begin in London. British police there have arrested a 31-year-old trader for a Swiss bank, UBS. The trader is accused of racking up about $2 billion in losses because of unauthorized trading. Louise Cooper of the global brokerage BGC in London tells our partner, the BBC, that's a big blow for UBS's image.
This is not a client trade, this is a sort of trader's mistake. Mm. But for UBS, their reputation is everything.
UBS is likely to pose a third quarter loss. Libya welcomes British Prime Minister David Cameron and French President Nicolas Sarkozy today. They're the first Western heads of state to visit Libya since the fall of Muammar Gaddafi. After meeting with National Transitional Council leaders in Tripoli, they'll head to Benghazi. Yesterday, Assistant Secretary of State for Near East Affairs Jeffrey Feltman became the highest-ranking U.S. official to visit post-Gaddafi Libya.
Libyans from east and west, from north and south, are eager to seize this historic opportunity. The United States and our international partners are proud to stand by them.
Meanwhile, the UN Security Council is considering a new resolution that would unfreeze more Libyan assets and establish a UN mission in Libya. Palestinians plan to ask the UN for recognition as a state and full UN membership when the UN General Assembly meets next week. To prevent that from happening, U.S. envoys will urge Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas to restart peace talks instead when they meet with him today. In Jordan, almost all the staff of the Israeli embassy has left ahead of an anti-Israel protest in Amman today. There are fears the mission could be attacked, like the Israeli embassy in Cairo was last week. Here at home, President Obama continues to push for support for his nearly $450 billion jobs package.
Lift up your voice. Make yourself heard. If you think it's time to pass a jobs bill that will put millions of Americans back to work, call on Congress to do the right thing.
President rallied voters in North Carolina yesterday after visiting Ohio and Virginia earlier this week. Greece's cabinet meets today to discuss the latest round of austerity measures that are required to get international rescue loans. Yesterday, leaders of Germany and France agreed to stand by Greece in its debt crisis if it stays on target with these reforms. And more blame for BP in the latest investigation of the Gulf oil spill. A new report from two key government agencies finds BP and its contractors were guilty of seven federal violations. President Obama will award the Medal of Honor to a former Marine today. Dakota Meyer saved 36 lives during an ambush in Afghanistan. Taking a look at the markets, Asian markets are mixed. European indices are up. Futures are up. In fact, the Dow is up about 244 points or so over the past 3 days, almost 2.5%. The Dow will start at 11,246, the S&P at 1,188, the NASDAQ at 2,252. Well, the end of NASA's shuttle program brought on a lot of doom and gloom talk among people who are fans of the space program. We thought the era of manned space flights was over. It's not true. We're going to talk about the newly revealed rocket that could one day take humans farther than they've ever been before. Host of Nova Science Now, Neil deGrasse Tyson, will join us later this hour. We're also going to talk about the solar panel company that was the centerpiece of Obama's Green Jobs Initiative, has now declared bankruptcy and was now the target of an FBI investigation. Todd Zwillick will give us an update on that later this hour. But first, we'll talk about President Obama's jobs bill. It focuses on small business owners. Is that really where job creation begins in the United States? It's coming up in a few minutes.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.